why would we bother doing a podcast?
I don't know.
Yeah, we think about that a lot. That would just be a print artist?
Better.
Leave a comment that's hashtag this is awkward. Hey everybody, just wanted to let you know that Tilt number 3 is live on Kickstarter right now. That's right, it's the third installment of your favorite fourth wall breaking homeless gritty superhero, Tilt. His third issue is live right now on Kickstarter. If you missed any of the other ones, don't worry about it. You can go pick them up on that campaign as well. We have some awesome rewards. We hope you all will jump on board. Check it out. Tilt number 3, it's on Kickstarter. Go look it up. What's up guys, Aaron here, and we are super excited that you would take some time out of your week to listen to us banter and talk. This episode's a little bit different. It is, we recorded it the day after we went to a signing at Arkham Comics in Rocky Mount, so we're pretty exhausted. It was a great experience though, we're glad we went and did it. We had a great response to Welcome to Everville, sold a bunch of them, and had a great time. We got to hang out with Kat too, so she does exist. We still have our campaign going on for Tilt. If you're listening to this when it came out, maybe we're funded by now. I don't know. We're close. At the point of this recording, we're pretty close. So please tell people about it. If you haven't already shared the gospel of Tilt, let them know about it. But again, thank you guys so much for jumping on and listening to us today. Sorry if it sounds like we're tired. It's really because we are. We appreciate it so much, and we look forward to bringing you more content.
What is it? What we do in the shadows?
Oh, yeah.
Baron goes to town.
Dude. That episode's so freaking funny, man.
He ate the garlic pizza.
Oh, man. Like, we were going to kill you, too.
We were going to kill you.
It was just an idea that we were kicking around.
And then he like sucks the blood of the people at the rave.
Yes, and everybody's high.
Oh my God, so good.
Oh man, it was good. It gets. Is that the last episode you watched?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's where I'm at right now.
Oh God, there's one coming up called Ancestry, and it's when he does a 23andMe on everyone in the house.
Oh God,
it's so funny, man. It's a good show. Good show. Anyway, yeah. So, our upcoming vampire comic.
Oh, you know what else is a good show? Beers and comics.
That's right. It is a good show. We've been nominated for, Podcast of the Year. We were nominated by Cattle's Comic Studio.
Self-proclaimed.
Hey, man, we got a lot of praise today on that writer's chat.
Did we?
We did.
I don't know what that
Paragraphs
means.
Paragraphs of praise.
Oh, I'm gonna have to see that.
Yeah, I'll screenshot some of it for you. Sam, we changed the ways people think about stuff and approach stuff.
I don't know about that. Shimmy
episodes changed their lives.
Okay, all right. Shimmy, you're changing lives, man.
Changing lives, Shimmy. He also said he likes it when we mention that writer's chat in our show. So. There you go, right off the top.
What's the writer's chat?
It's the one I told you about on Facebook. Just a bunch of writers.
Cool.
So, Matt, this is your horrible... I mean, this is your idea.
Nah, it's not really...
Guys, we're 2 weeks into a Kickstarter. We did a show yesterday. We're tired.
Let's talk about the show. We did good.
It was... you guys have heard us talk about it, I'm sure, but it's the show we did where Tony Moran, the OG Michael Myers, were there. Super, super nice guy.
He seemed pretty cool.
He was very friendly.
You know, for a murderer.
Right, for a serial killer, he was awfully nice.
That's probably how he snares you in.
That's right. Mm-hmm. He shakes your hand, grabs your DNA. So, yeah, we did that show yesterday. Kat came out. She does exist. There's proof on our Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
For all
we played, we rocked some air guitar.
We did rock some air guitar.
There is photographs.
Yeah, look at this photograph.
Every time I do it, it makes me laugh. All right. But yeah, so we did a show yesterday. It went really well. We sold a bunch of Evavils. So that's pretty nice. Especially that variant one.
We did. Like three left.
Yeah.
So everybody that got one on the Kickstarter, congrats. There's only 100 of them.
Ever.
And there's really only so many with blood splatter. So that's even more.
Yeah.
Rare. Only a
couple of those left though. Because we over splattered. Yeah, so we decided let's do a show. Because that sounds smart. So we're doing that now. Matt, what are we talking about?
Man, I don't know. It's cool. We're talking about ideas and concepts. About
group
and
therapy.
Group therapy.
Is that what it was? No.
Group mentality.
Group mentality. So, Matt, what do you mean by group mentality?
I don't know. I just thought it was a good concept. I thought it was a nice word.
It does sound good together.
Yeah. I think it's more of seeing how everybody... It's the same thing in high school, right? Same thing in comic books. When you get older, nothing changes. It's like that at work. I have the same thing at work. Everybody gets in their little groups, and everybody's friends for a while, and then all of a sudden, nobody's friends. Something changes.
Yeah, my 3-year-old is in preschool right now, and every day you never know who's her best friend because it changes every day.
What?
One day, I'm not going to use real names. I'm not even going to make names up. I'm just going to say so-and-so. One day, so-and-so's her best friend. The next day, so-and-so hit her and pushed her. And so now they're not best friends anymore.
That sounds like exactly like my normal day.
I was about to say, that's just adult life. We just push each other emotionally now.
Nothing has changed.
That's right. So group therapy.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, no, that is something in comic book creation as well. Not so much shoving each other, but maybe at the right cons.
I guess it depends on who you run into.
That's right.
And I feel like this is going to be a therapy session. This is going to be one of those, like, let's all understand that it happens. It's going to happen. It's not going to change. Let's just accept it. And understand.
Yeah.
Instead of get mad at each other and go, why don't they like me anymore? What did I do wrong?
So, yeah.
What did they do?
So, beyond just this being a therapy session, I guess we can kind of get real about things that we've noticed, I guess, behind the scenes for being in the comic book realm. I'm trying to think of things that we've already talked about and things we haven't talked about. And I know we've told a little bit about our background and and coming up and starting this thing like a couple years ago, publishing for a year and a half. Well, before that year and a half, there was a time where Matt and I were just kind of doing the first book and a little bit of a business that we can launch something off of. During that time, we had different people in our lives that aren't in our lives anymore. And it's pretty much exactly what you're talking about. It's a group mentality thing that they had different mentality than we did.
Yeah. I think it was one of those things where, well, when we first started, we had this conversation actually with Kat on the way back from the thing where it was a lot of the people we came up with, we were in that pond. We were in this local pond of the local comic book stores, the local artists, the local writers, and there's always the pecking order no matter which way you went. And what we've learned is that nothing has changed. It's just a different scale.
Yeah, it's just a different group of people.
Yeah. And it's funny too, because like me and Aaron trying to tell people all the time that we are not doing anything special. And that is 100% of what this podcast is usually about, is the fact that anybody can be doing what we're doing right now. It is not that difficult. It just takes effort. And you're going to come up against people that, I don't know. I mean, everybody. So when we first started getting into comics and writing and drawing and stuff, we understand that nobody believes you because everybody says they want to make comic books or they want to do something, no matter what it is, whether it's comic books or, you know, I'm going to be in the NBA or I'm going to be in whatever, you know, it's, it doesn't matter. It's the same thing. Until you put out the book or get drafted or do whatever, you know, like win the tournament, it's kind of all the same. You have all the people saying no. Okay. They shrug their shoulders and say, okay, whatever. You're just like everybody else and doing everything else. And I guess that's kind of where we're, what I'm getting at is the fact of you get in those groups and it's, and you realize that you look outside of it. And me and Aaron were doing this too when we first got into it. And we would look up to people. And then once we were closer to where they were at, we realized they weren't doing anything special. They had just been doing it longer, or they had a little bit more information, stuff like that. So,
right.
And we're still kind of seeing the same thing. Like, right. we've grown as artists and writers. We look up to a certain writer for a little while, and then, you know, or we see that they're doing something really, we think that they're doing something crazy and great. And then once we actually, you know, like, talk to them for a little while or see what they've done, and it's kind of like, oh, okay, well, we're kind of basically doing the same thing. Or, you know, like, they're not so, I think it's because this goes to like the internet talk of, yep. And same thing with movies, because you see somebody on a movie screen, you think they're doing something fantastic and amazing and they're better than you, or they have more skill and talent, or, but I don't know if it's everybody puts their pants on one leg at a time kind of deal. Well, unless you're sitting on the bed, then you can put them on at the same time. It's kind of
weird. Man. I like to but hop we don't, into mine.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
Put your suspenders on.
You know, and we don't come at this thing like we know everything, because, I mean, for God's sake, we're 2 weeks into a campaign and we still have only 35 backers. And you're always going to be learning stuff. So one of the things we're learning right now, bad time to do a Kickstarter. This far into a pandemic. And we're only, you know, 265 from our goal. The irony is we only changed our goal because we were talking to somebody and they're like, well, you should probably do 1500 because we had it set for 1000, which means we would have knocked it out overnight on night one. But we upped it to 1500, which is fine. I have no worries that we're not going to fund. It's just one of those things where it's like, you know, you're going to constantly learn stuff. You never know exactly what the comic book market's going to be like. And one of the things I will say, and people might not like this part, when you go back and look at our backers, one of the differences is we have 35 backers, but none of them are dollar pledges. And I know that's a common thing that everyone does because they want that backer count to go up, and they do dollar pledges, which is fine. It's nice to have a large backer number, but I'd rather have people that are actually going to get that product in their hands, because they're the ones going forward that we can rely on to come back. One of our biggest things is we believe if we can get our books into a person's hands, that they will come back for the next one. So far, that seems to be the case, even if we're sitting at 35 backers 2 weeks into it. This is a different kind of campaign. It's a superhero book. It's not like Everville. So we didn't go into it thinking it was going to be some blowing it out of the water thing. So it's all a learning process, and you're going to come across people that give you advice, and sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. You're also going to come across people that give you advice, and then you feel maybe a little bit better about your work. So it's all ponds. We like to look at it as ponds. There's always a new pond to jump into. We're already discovering another little pond that we're starting to become friends with some of them as well. On a different social media platform. So it's just all about getting out there, networking, connecting with people, seeing who's doing stuff and being productive, and then not dealing with the ones that aren't being productive.
Yeah. I mean, you're only as, it's one thing that we've learned. If you're around negative people, if you're around people that are okay with just being okay, you're just going to be stagnant and stuck in just okay. If you want to learn and you want to get better, you have to surround yourself with people that are working on things, that are doing things that you can learn from, that you can look up to.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the thing where we're at too. It's like, who do we look up to next, or who do we want to get to the point of? That was one thing we kind of talk about sometimes. It's okay, well, where's our next goal to hit? You know, like, I mean, we look up to other independent, small independent companies, and we look all the time. What are they doing? What are they doing that's working? What kind of model are they using? Would we want to use that model? You know, like, and obviously, guys, we're doing it different. We're you know, making books and want to be publishing books, as well as, you know, putting out, you know, obviously our stuff, but we do want to get into having other people's stuff under our banner. And so we look at comics in a little bit more of that business aspect side of it, as opposed to just, you know, being a freelance artist and writer trying to get into a company, which there's nothing wrong with that, because, you know, we're going to want to work with people like that eventually. But, you know, it's, I think the whole reason we brought this up is because it's, you can't, I think people get frustrated because they get into one of those, like we said, pawns of groups, and it doesn't really pay out for them. And they get frustrated and they decide, oh, comics isn't for me, or oh, these people aren't sharing my post, or these people aren't, you know, they're saying they're going to help, but they're, you know, stabbing me in the back, which, you know, like, they just might not like your content, and that's okay. You know, like, there's other people out there that will. And that's the other thing that we try, again, that's why we try to look. We always want to expand and get more people to check out the stuff and get books in their hands and see what they think and how they react to it. And we're getting some good positive stuff from some cool people. You know, like, we want people to cosplay our stuff, and that's going to be pretty cool if that happens, you know, and all sorts of different things, you know. We'd like to make little tiny goals and just make them realistic, something that's obtainable. So, I mean, you can't get frustrated. Guys, it's hard out there, especially it now.
Is. And this isn't like us saying stuff against the community, because the reality is, you know, there are a very supportive community. And we've enjoyed our time dealing with everybody. We enjoy getting to know new people. We have been constantly realizing there's new people all the time. There are going to be people, though, that do come in, and I think Matt said it on the show. I know he's at least said it on a live stream, where they come in with the whole, like, yeah, we'll help you along when you get started. And then once you start doing a little bit better, not better than them, I just mean better than you were doing, then they start feeling like, oh, well, no, you're moving up too quick. Time to pull back the reins a little bit. It is something that we've noticed. So you guys that have been faithfully listening to Beards and Comics, you know, we get honest about all this stuff. And so we're not going to try to hold any of that stuff back. It's something to think about, because you're going to encounter it. And then now you can think back and be like, you know what? They told me I was going to.
I see what Matt and Aaron were talking about now.
Yeah. I mean, it's not anything you do is not always going to be easy. There's going to be times when you're just like, man, this is just stressful, or like the community seems stressful right now, all that kind of stuff. And especially in 2020, you just, every day you go online, you never know which mindset everyone's going to be in. But yeah, we are continuously looking forward and seeing what's the next step for us. What's the next thing we can do? And so we're always talking and trying to make plans, and we encourage everybody to do the same thing. Don't get stagnant. Don't get stuck where you are, but try to figure something new out. Maybe try writing something different, or I don't know. I don't even know.
Yeah. Yeah. We're at that point now where we're, you know, we just got done talking with Joe about a cool new thing we're thinking about doing that, you know, was very close to the chest, but it's if it works out, it will be awesome for the community and people that love comic books and want to learn more and know more. So we're kind of really excited about that.
Always.
But we can't fill you in yet on it because it's too awesome.
Soon.
Yep.
Yeah. So I don't even know what else to throw in here now. It's just
do just, better, be better.
Do better, be better, man. Making comics.
Yeah, I think, guys, let's be real. Let's put it on the table. There's a lot of negativity in the world. Do we need to bring it online with comic books? let's just understand that it's comic books and it's fun and people are creating. And I think that needs to be something that's very celebrated, no matter how well book's done or how poorly a book's done. Even if you don't like it, it's okay to just scroll by. Or, you know, like, it's still an accomplishment just to finish a book.
Yeah.
Like, that is a huge accomplishment, you know.
And it's also still okay to not like things. Yes, I know that seems crazy, but it's, you know, you can be honest about stuff.
Yeah. I think, it's kind of like it's hard to be honest, and then you could be honest and positive at the same time, you know. And it's okay to say... Because here's the thing, right? We're all people. We are not all going to get along, no matter how hard we try. There's just some personalities that are oil and water. And that's, yes, we can all make comic books, but there's some people you talk to and you're just like, I just don't like this guy. I don't like this person. I mean, it's okay. Yeah. Not everybody's going to like me and Aaron. We know. We're aware. It's not a big deal.
Hey, and if you don't like us, but you're still listening to us because you're waiting for us to say something about you, we appreciate you.
Yeah.
We appreciate you listening.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's okay. You can hang out. We don't mind. We're not ever going to
call anybody out on the podcast. We just wait till we get off recording.
Yeah. No, but yeah, that's one thing. Like, because we, you know, when we were hanging out with Kat and she's working on her book, and you know, there's certain stuff she's frustrated on learning, and we, you know, we're learning, everybody's learning together. You know, not everybody's the best artist, not everybody's the best writer. You know, like I may not like somebody's writing, and then sometimes you might think, you know, you might read somebody's book and then go, did I really not like the writing, or was the art the thing that threw it off for me and I couldn't get past the art? There's so many like variables in making comics that it's sometimes you just say, I don't like this book, but you don't really know why you don't like it, you know, or it's how do I, you know, when you're making it, you kind of have to analyze it in that kind of way. But it's a learning, growing process, and it's stuff we're still learning and figuring out. And I love it.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of our favorite things to do.
Yeah,
learn new stuff.
I like me and Aaron sometimes will sit back and, you know, Kat noticed it when she picked up Paradigm, and she was like, I could see a difference, you know, having the book in her hand again and looking through it and saying, oh, Matt, I could see your just throughout the book how you got better at art, or you know, like, and then jumping to Everville, which was the second book, seeing a completely different book but still the same style, and then kind of, you know, like how it's going to evolve. Like it's a growing process. Aaron's the same way, you know, like the story was solid, but it can always be better. We could have done it better. It's okay. We were in a different pond at that point,
but you put the freaking book out.
You put, guys, hashtag put the book out.
Yes,
that's the new one.
That's
where we're going.
But that's something that you talk about a lot, is and you tell Kat that a lot too. It's like don't focus too much on the, I mean, make it your own. Do the work, but just realize once the book's out, you're gonna look back on it and be like, man, I've grown a lot.
Yeah.
But at least you have something to look back on and say, man, I've grown a lot.
It's the same thing as having old sketchbooks, right? You keep those around so you can see how you've grown, right? Why would you not just go ahead and, like, I hate to say, get the book out, but you still have something under your name, you know? Mm-hmm. And then it also, like, I know it's a good and a bad thing, but yes, it's in print, but you don't have to print 5,000 copies. You know, you don't have to, it's not going to be super mass produced all over the world. You know, like, I hate to say that, it's indie books. You could print 1,000, 2,000, 250, 100. And just
there's no rule of thumb for any of this stuff.
I really think the biggest thing for me when I did the first book, right, was seeing my work in print in the comic form, because I learned very quickly, and for all the new artists out there that don't realize it, and the stuff I tell Kat too, I said, once you see it, you're going to realize how printing works, how small everything gets, compressed. And then you realize how much time you wasted trying to get some lines somewhere that didn't matter.
The feathers on a bird, right, or something.
Yeah, exactly.
On the background of a panel.
Yeah. Exactly. Because you zoomed in too far, and it's not important. Like, it's one of those things. So, I don't know.
It happens. Yeah, so, you know, I don't know if there's anything else to add to this, but...
This is just a quick one, guys. We kind of want to just spitball.
Here's why. You can probably hear how tired we are. And we didn't want to do one with the guest where we just don't seem enthusiastic because we're tired. But
we actually made a list, guys, and the first thing on there was naps.
That's right. That we didn't even talk about it either.
We didn't talk about naps, but we were, you know.
But naps are great. I mean, they speak for themselves.
Yeah.
They sleep for themselves.
They sleep. Oh my God.
I did it. Guys, we want to hear from you guys. And first and foremost, we want to know what you guys are reading, especially if you're into indie comics. Like, what are you guys reading? But we also want to know, who would you like to hear us talk to about their creative process? If you've been listening to us for a while, we don't just get people on here to just pitch their books. That's what our live show's for. But the actual podcast is to dive into the creative side of things and processes and experiences and things like that. So if anyone comes to your mind, maybe ones that we haven't had before or people that we haven't maybe aren't even on our radar, because we know there's plenty of that, then let us know. Let us know on the Discord. Let us know in the comments or whatever. We're still trying to learn stuff, still trying to meet new people, and I'm not afraid to send anybody an email and ask them to come on, so definitely let us know, and we promise we'll have a guest next time, whoever it may be. We have a couple of people on the radar that we just need to shoot some emails to and get times right, and we'll get that going. Hey, let us know also, this is something I've been thinking about, because we haven't asked or posed the question. A lot of podcasts take a break in like December and like the last week in November, and then they come back in January. So my only question is, if we put content out during December, would you listen to it, or would you just, you know, because I know it's a busy time for everybody, such as, you know, Thanksgiving's Thursday. So that's when we always put out a new episode. So should we just not do it that week, or just, you guys let us know?
I mean, like, everybody would be driving to grandma's and they could listen to Beers and Comics. I don't know what the problem is.
But they won't.
I mean, just true.
You guys let us know. I just know, I don't know many podcasts that don't take a holiday break. But we can always bank some
episodes. I think that's so we can take naps.
Yeah, I think so. That's, but if you guys would listen to it the days that they come out, during holiday season, then let us know. And if you wouldn't, let us know that too. And if you guys aren't involved with our Discord, go get on our Discord. Just go look up Beards and Comics Podcast. We would like to have more people in there to chat with. New content's going to be coming, not just in podcast form, but we have some plans, some big stuff coming up. And then, you know, next year, we're going to elevate things to a whole different level on a couple of different fronts. And you guys are going to be like, the heck are they doing? Mm-hmm. And we're going to say, what the heck are we doing?
Yeah, we're going to say, it's so crazy, it just might work.
That's right. All right. Well, that's it for this episode. We appreciate you guys. Get involved with the conversation. Find us, you know, catalysts everywhere. The end.
Beards and Comics Podcast is a production of Catalyst Comics Studio. For more information about their work, check out catalystcomicsstudio.com. Or if you want to get involved with the Beards and Comics discussion, jump over to Discord and look up Beards and Comics.